So he was known around the neighborhood as a fool. But never mind that, cause they was clean as hell. And he made a lot of money when the dope that he sell. But one day he was strolling up the avenue, where he seen this pretty girl in these high heel shoes. He said, "Hi, my name is Karen and I know your name is Dave." He said, "Hold up, wait, how'd you know my name?" She said, "That you're the one that girls be talking about. How you slinging big keys and you got all the clout." But that day his head got bigger and he bought his first trigger. This white man went up and said, "Hey, you black nigga." So he shot a bomb five, now he dead to the head. He told her, "Look, stay here while I run up the head." So he started journeys quick and he ditched the chick, not knowing she was a local FBI informant. But he paid her no attention and he kissed her cheek. He said, "Look, I'ma call you by the weekend. I'll be staying over my cousin's house in Dawson Creek, where there be crackheads and roaches and bad pipe leaks. But I guess I have to do what I really have to do, cause I know the feds are gonna be coming soon." So he went to his house to gather some things, not knowing that there would be a ring. Cause this is one fact that he just could not ignore, that the police wanted him and they wanted him bad. So he stepped out his house and he felt real sad. He started running fast as hell cause the cops was on his tail. And all he kept thinking about was money for bail. He finally made it to his cousin's house in just in time, cause they was looking for someone else to find. Then he walks in the house and they were watching the game. It was the Niggas against the Royal King James. Hey, the score was 23-23 and they was wondering why I couldn't be. The cops won him, so he called his best friend and they talked about an hour about this and that, not knowing that the local phone of his cousins was tapped. So as soon as he got the phone, the feds were kicking down the door, telling everyone to get on the floor. Hey, everybody get on the floor right now. Everybody move elsewhere. Everybody in this motherfucker is dead. Okay, now Dave's locked up upstate and can't wait to get home, cause his cellmate makes him moan and it's a horrible tone that comes from cell block A. He's like, "Cal, go on, please, please take me away." When he used to be the man, now he's turning tricks. Man, he used to be the shit, now he's sucking dicks. And his street credibility has dropped to ground zero, when he used to be a local boy hero.